Jamaica on course for 30% renewable energy, full rollout of tablets in schools project soon, and large cargo aircraft for Vernon Field. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Jamaica is on course to achieving 30% of its energy consumption from renewables by 2030. That's the word from Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Dr. Wheatley told parliamentarians on Tuesday that as of last year, 10.5% of net electricity generated was obtained from renewable energy. The minister pointed out that 2016 saw the diversification of the country's energy sources in a significant way, as the island ushered in an additional 80 megawatts of generating capacity from renewable sources.
24 megawatts was commissioned in June 2016 with the implementation of Wigton 3. 36.6 megawatts of wind power was commissioned in August 2016 by Blue Mountains Renewables Limited. Content Solar completed construction and began supply of 20 megawatts of electricity to the grid.
Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives. In addition, he noted that last year, March, a license was awarded to Eight Rivers Energy Company to supply up to 37 megawatts of electricity from a solar photovoltaic plant located in Westmoreland. Dr. Wheatley said the total investment for this project was approximately $50 million.
This is slated to be at a record low wholesale price of US 8.54 cents per kilowatt hour to be commissioned in December of 2018.
More Jamaicans are to benefit from free Wi-Fi access at four additional locations across three parishes under the USF Connect JA project. These are to be located at St. William Grant Park and Olympic Way in Kingston and St. Andrew, Junction in St. Elizabeth, and Mandeville in Manchester. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the announcement during his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. USF Connect JA was launched late last year by the Universal Service Fund in an effort to provide greater and easier access to broadband internet service for all citizens across the island.
This initiative is expected to fuel the government's plan of creating a knowledge-based society by removing any barrier that currently exists for citizens who may be unable to afford connectivity.
Public Wi-Fi networks have already been installed at two locations in the corporate area, Devon House and Mandela Park, at a cost of more than $4 million. In the meantime, Dr. Wheel informed that during the last financial year, a total of 47 broadband connections were completed at a cost of $52 million. This brings the total number of completed broadband connections as at March 31, 2017 to 430. Meanwhile, the government will shortly do a full rollout of the Tablets in Schools initiative following a successful pilot stage of the program. Dr. Wheatley, in making the disclosure, said eLearning Jamaica has done a reassessment of the project and Cabinet will examine a submission on work carried out by the company for its continuation.
There have been some fundamental changes to the structure of this program. This new structure will see the distribution of over 17,000 tablets to over 1,000 infant and primary schools.
And the country will soon be able to accommodate large cargo aircraft at the proposed Vernon Field Aerodrome in Clarendon. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the cargo aerodrome is to be built as part of the development of Vernon Field into an aerotropolis. An aerotropolis is a metropolitan sub-region where the layout, infrastructure and economy are centered on an airport which serves as a multimodal airport city commercial core. Mr. Henry notes that cargo services at the aerotropolis will be the major driver for the development of the area, which will comprise 4,000 acres of land.
The modern runways, improved airlifts, state-of-the-art cargo facilities, large specialist cargo planes, and a myriad of supporting businesses, the aerotropolis will be the key enabler of rapid business.
Mr. Henry was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.